وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، بلغ عن الله رسالاته، ونصح له في برياته، جزاه الله بأفضل ما جزى به نبيًا عن أمته، اللهم وعلى آله وأصحابه، وعلى من اقتفى أثره واتبع سنته ومنهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعًا مرحومًا، تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم لا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. يسترزي talking about the chapter of جهنم، الإيمان بالنار والإيمان بالجنة. And today إن شاء الله we'll start the chapter of believing in المسيح الدجال، حيث قال المؤلف رحمه الله والإيمان بالمسيح الدجال.
Belief in Masih Dajjal. The author said, and to believe in Al-Masih Ad-Dajjal, the Pseudo-Christ. Commentary. Among the fundamental principles of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is the belief of Masih Ad-Dajjal, the Pseudo-Christ. He is a man from the children of Adam who will emerge from the Jews, and the Jews will follow him. He is Al-Mahdi, that is the Messiah, who the Jews are waiting for. This is because everyone claims to have a Mahdi. The Jews claim to have a Mahdi, and their Mahdis, Al-Masihi Ad-Dajjal, the Pseudo-Christ. The Shia are waiting for the hidden Mahdi in the tunnel, as they claim. He is from the descendants of Al-Husayn, radiallahu anhu. The Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah are also waiting for Al-Mahdi, whom the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed of in authentic ahadith that are mutawatir in meaning. He is a man from the household of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from the family of Al-Husayn bin Ali radiallahu anhu. The Mahdi will emerge towards the end of time, and the Muslims will pledge alliance to him. He will fight in the way of Allah and fill the earth with justice and lead the Muslims in Salah. While they are like that, Al-Masihi Ad-Dajjal, the Pseudo-Christ, will emerge. The Muslims will continue to experience difficulty from him till Isa, the son of Mary, alayhimu salam, descends. So there will be two Masih. Number one, the Masih of the misguidance, who is Ad-Dajjal, and the Masih of guidance, who is Isa ibn Maryam, alayhimu salam. Al-Masih Ad-Dajjal is named Masih due to the speed of his movement on the earth. This is because Allah will facilitate for him the means by which it will be possible for him to move very fast on the earth to cause harm, evil and tribulation. He is called Ad-Dajjal, derived from the Arabic word Ad-Dajjal, which means lie. This is because the word Ad-Dajjal means one who exaggerates in telling lies, because he is an errant liar, so much so that he will claim that he is Allah, and as a result people will be tested except those whom Allah has will make steadfast. He will have a false paradise and fire with him. He will perform wonderful things, satanic wonders, not miracles. They are only satanic wonders. Allah will make it occur through him in order to test the slaves, so his harm is severe. Consequently, all the prophets have warned against him, and our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cautioned against him more than any other prophet. He, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has cautioned against him more than any other prophet. He instructed us to seek refuge in Allah against his tribulations in our salah during the last tashahud, wherein we seek refuge in Allah against four things. Number one, the punishment of hell. Number two, the punishment of the grave. Number three, the trials of life and death. And number four, the trials of Masih Ad-Dajjal. His fitna is the greatest fitna that will ever occur on the surface of the earth, and Allah's refuge is sought. This is Al-Masih Ad-Dajjal. While he is in that state, having molested, hurt and afflicted the Muslims, Isa ibn Maryam will descend from the heavens. He will go after Ad-Dajjal, kill him and relieve the Muslims of him. He, Isa, will take care of affairs, establish justice on the earth, break the cross and kill the swine. No religion will remain except the religion of Islam. Judaism and Christianity as well as other religions of the disbelievers will be nullified and no religion will remain except Islam. He will judge with the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and will be his followers, for there is no prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Masih, Isa, will indeed descend to follow the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and be a judge with his Sharia. There is a Sharia of Islam. This is what will occur from the emergence of Ad-Dajjal, the pseudo-Christ, as well as the descendant of Al-Masih, Isa. Isa was named Masih because he touches Yamsa, the disabled, and becomes healed by Allah's permission. This is from his miracles, alayhimus salam, and would touch the blind, leper and lame, and their illness would be vanished due to his touch. Thus, he was named Al-Masih, meaning Al-Masih.
So, this is the chapter for Al-Masih Ad-Dajjal. We'll stop here, inshallah, for about 7 minutes, we'll talk about it. As we know, this is part of belief Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, of to believe in Al-Masih Ad-Dajjal. And believing also Al-Masih is part of believing in the Rusul. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as mentioned, he warned about Al-Masih Ad-Dajjal and about his fitna is one of the greatest fitna, and do not wish to meet him. If he comes from the east, you go to the west. If he comes from the south, you go to the north, because his fitna is a great fitna and no one can stand in front of it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this. And what you heard is he has a Jannah and he has a Nar. And wherever he walks, the treasures of earth follow him. The treasures, the pearls, the gold, the diamonds, they're following him like bees. And he will bring the man in half and cut him, and he will command him to come back again. This is part of the fitna. He says he is not capable of bringing back the death back to life, except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because this is the fitna, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send Ad-Dajjal for one reason, to all of those among the most of the Jews will follow him. So most of his followers from among the Jews, they will believe in him as the Mukhallis, the Savior. And he is the one who is going to take him. Al-Iyadu billah, this is big fitna. So there is, as we said, Masih Dajjal, and there is Al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam. Wal-Masih, we said, he said, from Masah, Yamsah, he heals. You know, he wipes his hand on the blind, and we believe in that. Is it mentioned in the Quran? وَأَبْرُوا الْأَكْمَى وَالْأَبْرَصَى وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Even Isa, alayhi salam, he made the dead alive. But he said what? بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. In قال الله سبحانه وتعالى أني أخلق لكم من الطين from the clay كهيئة الطير as a shape of a bird فأنفخ فيه he will blow into this bird فيكون طيرا and from clay it becomes a real bird بإذن الله وأبره الأكمه والأبرص وأحيي الموتى بإذن الله وأنبئكم بما تأكلون وما تدخرون في بيوتكم إن في ذلك لآية لكم الآيات من سورة آل عمران that you already heard me reciting. So Allah talked about the powers and the miracles of Isa alayhi salam, which Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah we strongly believe and follow. Isa alayhi salam will come at the time when a Dajjal is there. And they will both will meet and Isa alayhi salam. All this is will take place the Ard al-Maqdis. Quds, Bayt al-Maqdis. All this area, Syria and Bilad al-Sham, all of that, it will be the area for all the, I want to call it, the last confrontation and the last, the major signs of the Day of Judgment. Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, Al-Masih Ad-Dajjal, Nuzul Isa alayhi salam, and Bilad al-Sham, and Muwajahat, you know, they could not stand against Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and Isa alayhi salam will take care of Al-Masih al-Dajjal, will kill him, or he, as I said, he will melt like a salt, as they said in Ahlul Hadith, Ahlul Sunnah. And this is the end, when Isa alayhi salam established the peace and justice on earth. The deen, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, also you heard it a few days back, إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. So the deen al-khalis إلى يوم القيامة إلى أن يرث الله الأرض ومن عليها, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inherit this planet, is the deen al-Islam. There's no other deen. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Al-Quran was sent ليكون مهيمنا على باقي الكتب. مهيمنا means he's the supreme. So there is nothing, even if there is the right Old Testament. For example, theoretical, right? Yes, hypothetical, that there is the real Old Testament. So what's in the Old Testament? فيها حكم الله, right? فيها حكم الله. And we have the Quran. Where do we go? Al-Quran, because Allah Ta'ala said, وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ مُهَيْمِنًا عَلَى بَاقِ الْكُتُبِ. So our book is the Quran. From our belief, this is what we have to understand. Al-Masih al-Dajjal, there are signs for him, and he is, as Ahlul Ilm, Ahlul Tafsir, when they go to Surah Taha, toward the end, and the qissat and the story of whom? As-Samiri. You know As-Samiri? Ahlul Ilm said As-Samiri, the one who convinced the Jews to make the calf and take him as a god, who was Masih al-Dajjal. What is their evidence for this? قالوا, from their opinions, and which is, of course, I take these opinions myself. قال موسى عليه السلام, when he came, قال فما خطبك يا سامري. What is your story? What is the matter? What have you done to my people? قال he, السامري, he saw جبريل عليه السلام on his horse when he came to موسى عليه السلام, and as his horse was walking, he left, you know, like footprints. He said فقبضت قبضة من أثر الرسول. So he took one of those steps from his signs of the steps of the horse of Jibreel alayhi salam, فَنَبَثْتُهَا, meaning he made from it, and he convinced others that he took قَبْضَ مِنَ الرَّسُولِ أَثَرَ الرَّسُولِ. Who is the Rasul? Jibreel alayhi salam. فَنَبَثْتُهَا وَكَذَلِكَ سَوَّلَتْ لِنِفْسِي. Musa alayhi salam, with his known from his characteristics, شَدِيد عَلَى الْحَقِّ, he is very tough, and he is not easy when it comes to somebody to disobey or go against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the example of it is what? When he grabbed his brother from his beard, وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah said he took the head of his brother and dragged him to him. Now how he hold him from his head? Now the next ayah, Harun alayhi salam, he said to Musa, قَالَ يَبْنَ أُمْ, son of my mom, son of my mother, لَا تَأْخُذْ بِلِحْيَتِي, don't grab me from my head, my beard, or my head. خشيت أن تقول فرقت بين بني إسرائيل. I'm afraid that you said that I'm going to be deviated from among Banu Israel. So Musa عليه السلام, and this is his own brother, and he knows that هو موحد على الحق, he grabbed him. So do you think he will let السامري escape when he made a calf? وقال هذا إلهكم وإله موسى. When Allah سبحانه وتعالى is telling us to tell them, أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَلَّا يَرْجُعُ إِلَيْهِمْ قَوْلًا وَلَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. Look at them. He doesn't even benefit them or harm them. So, قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى مَاذَا؟ قَالَ قَبَضْتُ قَبْضَةً مِنْ أَثِرِ الرَّسُولِ فَنَبَذْتُهَا وَكَذَلِكَ سَوَّلَتْ لِي نَفْسِي. قَالَ فَاذْهَبْ فَإِنَّ لَكَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ أَنْ تَقُولَ لَا مِسَاسَ وَإِنَّ لَكَ مَوْعِدًا لَنْ تُخْلَفَهُ. So the ulama, when they went into these ayat, he said, go, you have an appointed time. It's not your time. It's not for me. وَإِنَّ لَكَ مَوْعِدًا لَنْ تُخْلَفَهُ, and you have an appointed time. that you are about to appear again. Right? لن تخلف. Who made this for موعد? Allah. Right? لن تخلف. وانظر إلى إلهي. Now, you want to see your إله? تكاف. انظر إلى إلهي. لنحرقنه. ثم لننسفنه في اليم نسفا. We will burn it and we will destroy it. إنما إلهكم الله. This is your Rabb. This is whom? Between موسى عليه السلام والسامري. أهل العلم يقولوا هذا السامري هو المسيح الدجال والعلم عند الله. But for me, I see the ayat and أهل التفسير, it's really matching, it makes sense to us. When you read the Quran, the Quran is very clear that موسى عليه السلام will not let someone like this pass easily. Especially him. كان عند الموعد, right? He had an appointed time with his Rabb. لما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه, right? He went to لميقات. He went to meet Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Not meet Allah in person, but in the in appointed time, in the miqat, in the place, time and place. So this is Ad-Dajjal. One thing that we need to understand also from what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us about Ad-Dajjal. فواتح سورة الكهف. The first 10 ayat of سورة الكهف protect from المسيح الدجال. So we memorize the first 10 ayat of سورة الكهف. And I'm sure most of you, at least many of you maybe know the whole surah, سورة الكهف. And if you can, inshallah, this is protection. Another thing, as the author said, that at the end of the salah we make the dua. Oh, I mentioned that we protection from Jahannam, the grave, al-mahya wal-mamad, life and death. And المسيح الدجال. This is another one. المسيح الدجال, another, just like tips quickly, that he is one eye person. He is one eye. And المؤمن, the believer, that Allah سبحانه وتعالى open his basira, that open his eyes, يقرأ بين, يقرأ هنا. He reads on his forehead كافر. كافر. Three letters. كافر. On his forehead. And believers only can see that. This is two. There is another story happened during the time of the Prophet ﷺ to a man called Ibn al-Sayyad. And also the ulama said that Ibn al-Sayyad, he is al-Masih al-Dajjal, Allah knows best, because he said things to the Prophet ﷺ, قال أخسأ. You know, he said, well, stay your place, you will not. He told the Prophet ﷺ something from the ghaib, little bit. He did not get the whole thing. I don't want to give you the whole story, but very short about these things. And the story of a Sahabi that was in a journey. Tamim al-Dari, Jazakallah khair. That he was in a journey and the ship ended somewhere from a storm in an island. In an island, Arab, somewhere somewhere, and they met al-Jassasa, this beast, the beast that you don't know the front from the back and so many hairs and speaks. So they were shocked to see a beast, an animal, speaks, and then directed them to a cave, for a person is waiting for them to meet them, because they are coming from the Arabia. And when they went inside the cave, they saw a man very powerful and with heavy chain on. And he was asking questions about Tabariya and the dates of, you know, the dates of Ariha and all that. So he asked few things about certain areas in Bilad al-Sham, the lake of Tabariya, the date. And he told, soon this snow will be no water and no date. And this is the time for me to come. He said, أنا الدجال. So they left the island scared. They came back to Medina. This is bit. And came to the Prophet ﷺ. And they told the Prophet ﷺ the story. And the Prophet ﷺ جمع الناس. He invited the people, gathered the people. And he said, I told you before a story about الدجال. And Tamim al-Dari, his story is matching what I told you about المسيح الدجال. So basically, he is somewhere chained. And only when the time it comes, this chain will be released by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course. for him, for his fitna to start on earth. So with him, it is always the opposite. The fire is the cool, and the cool is the fire. But again, we don't want to think too much about this, because this is something that we do not want to confront nor to see. May Allah protect us from that. But the whole idea is to understand that when as-sa'a, when those, the time is really coming, talking about a Dajjal will be almost not mentioned when his time to come. Now we will understand what a Dajjal. Slowly, with the years to come, people will talk less of him. This is a preparation for his appearance. It's not for those who know about him, for those who come later, when there's no talk and warning about him, people don't know, right? And Allah will follow. He said, هذا رب هذا استغفرك رب وانا اتوب اليك. He said, هذا هو الله سبحانه وتعالى. تعالى الله عما يقولون علوا كبيرا. Those are ضعاف الايمان, those who have the weak iman, those who have no knowledge of him, and they will fall into his trap. So the idea of these, when we say Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, about our belief, is to believe in his fitna, and his fitna is one of the greatest fitna on earth, fitna al-Dajjal. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yahmiyana min al-fitan ma bahara minha wa ma batan, وأن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا, وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا, وأن يزدنا علما. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.